This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the June 22nd, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pynchon. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are surgical technique and the thoracic spine. Pedicle screw navigation, a systematic review and meta-analysis of perforation risk for computer-navigated versus freehand insertion. A review by Benjamin Shin and colleagues. Computer-navigated spine surgery has become an important adjunct for spinal surgery in recent years. Its impact on the incidence of screw misplacement and operative times are unclear. The authors performed a systematic literature review with the aid of PubMed and Medline. Using the search terms neuronavigation, therapy, computer-assisted, stereotaxic techniques, and the text word pedicle. Included in the meta-analysis were randomized control trials or patient cohort series, all of which compared computer-navigated spine surgery and non-assisted pedicle screw insertions. 20 studies were included for analysis, of which there were 18 cohort studies and 2 randomized controlled trials, published between 2000 and 2011. The total number of screws included was 8,539, 4,814 navigated and 3,725 non-navigated. All regions of the spine were represented. The relative risk for pedicle screw perforation was determined to be 0.39, favoring navigation, with a p-value of less than 0.001. Overall pedicle screw perforation risk was 6% for navigation and 15% for conventional insertion. Furthermore, the meta-analysis did not reveal a significant difference in total operative time and estimated blood loss when comparing the two modalities. Surgical decompression of thoracic spinal stenosis in achondroplasia. Indication and outcome. A clinical article by Carmen Lea, Vlegert Lankamp, and Wilco Puhl. The achondroplastic spinal canal is narrow due to short pedicles and a small interpedicular distance. Compression of neural structures passing through this canal is therefore regularly encountered, but rarely described. Lumbar compression syndromes and subsequent surgical interventions have been previously described, but thoracic medulla decompression surgery in patients with achondroplasia is only incidentally described. In 20 consecutive patients with achondroplasia who underwent thoracic medullary decompression, clinical and radiological parameters were retrospectively scored. Symptomatology included deterioration of walking pattern, pain, cramps, spasms, and incontinence. Magnetic resonance images demonstrated medullary compression due to degenerative changes. Surgery resulted in slight improvement on all medullary decompression scales. The mean thoracolumbar kyphotic angle was 20 degrees before surgery, and no postoperative increase in this angle was observed. Therefore, spondylolisthesis was not judged to be required in this group of patients. There was also no correlation between size of the spinal canal and patient outcome. No serious complications occurred, but surgery was performed at the wrong level in 15% of patients. In conclusion, decompressive surgery of the achondroplastic thoracic medulla can be performed safely if anatomical details are taken into account, but special attention should be given to correctly identify the level of interest. Follow-up of the thoracolumbar kyphotic angle is also recommended. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.